Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to begin with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. Just a reminder, for any ticket information, you can call the University Box Office between Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. That phone number is 919-684-4444. On Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, the Fisk Jubilee Singers with special guests, the DSA Choir, will be performing. Tickets are $26 to $32 and $15 for ages 30 and under and $10 for Duke students. And this is a reserved seating performance. The first Jubilee Singers set out from Nashville's Fisk University in 1871 to share choral arrangements of the songs of perseverance their parents and grandparents sang to endure the hardships of slavery. Now, nearly 150 years later, the 16-voice Fisk Jubilee Singers keep this rich tradition alive, performing these spirituals for a new generation. This season, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, recipients of a 2008 National Medal of the Arts, bring their musical tradition to Durham. Their week-long residency at both Duke and the Durham School of the Arts culminates with a celebratory community concert featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers, joined on select spirituals by the DSA Choir. Again, the Fisk Jubilee Singers will be performing Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Tetzlaff String Quartet will be performing Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m., also at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $32 to $38, again $15 for ages 30 and under and $10 for Duke students. And this is also a reserved seating performance. Between performances with leading orchestras from Berlin to Boston and acclaimed solo recitals, violinist Christian Tetzlaff is in constant demand. But for a short time each year, he puts his solo career on hold as he and his sister, the cellist Tanya Tetzlaff, reunite with Elizabeth Kufferath and Hannah Weinmeister to form the Tetzlaff Quartet. These rare engagements are nothing short of astonishing. This year, the quartet comes to Durham. Their program demonstrates the range of their expertise, from one of Haydn's Sun Quartets, which defined the voice of classical string quartet for 200 years to come, forward to the tonally audacious lyric suite, Berg's Diary of a Secret Love Affair, and back to Beethoven's celestial and haunting 15th quartet, which traces his triumph over pain. Again, the Tetzlaff String Quartet, performing Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Yuja Wayne on the piano will be performing Thursday, October 24th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Yuja Wayne is, quote, quite simply the most dazzling, uncannily gifted pianist in the concert world today, says the San Francisco Chronicle. Though the Chinese-born prodigy made headlines with her flamboyant fashion and lightning-fast encores, there is nothing showy about her musicianship. Wayne has, quote, proved herself a sensitive and probing artist, notes the New York Times. Yuja Wayne's Duke Performances debut, the first piano recital at the reinvigorated Baldwin Auditorium, centers on the extraordinary music Chopin composed for the instrument, from contemplative nocturnes to triumphant fantasies. His third sonata, with its journey from refined opening to bravura finale, makes a perfect showcase for the mix of effortless virtuosity and deep intelligence that makes Wayne the next piano superstar. Again, Yuja Wayne is performing Thursday, October 24th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. You can call the University Box Office for ticket information between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have some upcoming performances at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham, and the phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. On Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m., Vienna Ting will be performing at the Carolina Theater. The tickets for this performance are from $22 to $32. Vienna Ting's fourth album, Inland Territory, is a tour de force musically and lyrically, a complex and deeply thoughtful work from an artist cut loose from limitations. Recorded with producer Alex Wan, over 5 months and in four cities, with instrumentation ranging from foot stomps to vintage keyboards to full-string orchestra, it's without question her most ambitious work yet. Now 32, the songwriter, singer, and pianist has released three critically acclaimed albums, landing her on three Billboard charts and in Amazon.com's top 10. She regularly sells out theaters across the U.S. and Europe. Fans travel hundreds of miles to catch a single show, and her opening sets for the likes of India RE, Joan Baez, and Madeline Pirot end in standing ovations. Mere months after quitting her job as a software engineer in 2002, she was interviewed on NPR and performed on The Late Show with David Letterman. He declared that he listened to her entire debut album and that there was not a dud on it. Her brand of sophisticated, piano-driven pop has been gathering accolades ever since. Seductive and transcendent is a quote from Amazon.com. Gorgeously conceived, accomplished yet understated is a quote from Paste. And singular among her peers is a quote from Variety. People used to ask what kind of music I played, and I never knew how to answer that, says Ting. I work a lot with classically trained musicians, but most of my influences are from 1970s era folk music, so now I call it chamber folk. Again, Vienna Ting is performing at the Carolina Theater, Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Sunday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m. is Richard Blanco. This performance is free and open to the public. Join the Carolina Theater for a night of poetry with Richard Blanco. Blanco is the youngest, first Latino, and first openly gay poet to serve as the presidential inaugural poet. He is the author of three prize-winning books, City of 100 Fires, Directions to the Beach of the Dead, and Looking for the Gulf Motel. Blanco is a builder of cities as well as poems. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering and a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. This event is presented by the Durham County Library and the Durham Technical Community College and is sponsored by the Friends of the Durham Library, Durham Library Foundation, and Durham Technical Community College Foundation. Again, Richard Blanco is performing Sunday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater, and this event is free and open to the public. Coming up on Tuesday, October 22nd, Colin Quinn's Unconstitutional will be performed at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $27 to $67. Colin returns to the stage after his hit Broadway show, Long Story Short, in Unconstitutional, where he tackles 226 years of American constitutional calamities in 70 minutes. He offers his unique comedic perspective on our national character. From predator drones to the Kardashians, he pulls no punches in asking if this is what the Founding Fathers planned. Again, Colin Quinn will be performing on Tuesday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. Finally, at the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, October 30th, Celtic Thunder will be performing at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $75. Celtic Thunder live shows are known for the use of dramatic effects via lighting and choreography, as well as a stage set resembling an ancient stone pathway suggestive of those referenced in Celtic lore. Celtic Thunder has performed on the CBS Saturday Show's Second Cup Cafe, the Today Show, as well as the White House for President and Mrs. Obama at their St. Patrick's Day celebration. Celtic Thunder has played such illustrious venues as the Noki LA Live in Los Angeles, Radio City Music Hall, and the Beacon Theater in New York, the Aganis Arena and Wayne Center in Boston, and has performed at the White House for President Obama, as well as functions for Irish Premier Brian Cohen, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, UN Commissioner for Human Rights Mary Robinson, the U.S. troops of the 69th Regiment, and at the opening of a Boston Celtics game at TD North Bank Garden game by singing the American National Anthem. Hailed as Billboard's Top World Artist, album and imprint of 2009 and 2011, their fans have reached global proportions and have continued success. Celtic Thunder, again, is performing on Wednesday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Again, any ticket information, you can call them for at 919-560-3030. Still time to catch Kevin Pollak at Goodnight's Comedy Club, October 11th and 12th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and the phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. This show is rated R, which is a 21 and older audience. Kevin Pollak has captured the attention of audiences worldwide with his range of both dramatic and comedic roles. Over the past two decades, he has appeared in over 60 films as well as countless television projects and has established himself as one of the few stand-up comedians to have a successful dramatic film career. In addition to his acting talents, he has also proven himself as both a writer and producer. Pollak first started performing stand-up comedy at the age of 10. He became a touring professional stand-up at age 20, and then in 1988 landed a role in George Lucas's Willow, directed by Ron Howard. In 1990, he appeared in Barry Levinson's Avalon, for which he received an overwhelming response from the film community. It was his role in the 1992 film A Few Good Men, directed by Rob Reiner, that proved his ability to share the big screen with dramatic heavyweights. He then went on to co-star in the box office successes Grumpy Old Men and its sequel, Grumpier Old Men. In 1994, Kevin was offered a plum role opposite Gabriel Byrne, Kevin Spacey, Benicio del Toro, Chaz Palminteri, and Stephen Baldwin in a little indie film called The Usual Suspects. Although the director, Bryan Singer, and the writer, Christopher McQuarrie, were completely unknowns at the time, the script was simply the best he had ever read, so he took the leap. The film debuted at the Cannes Film Festival to a frenzied response and then went on to win two Academy Awards and a special award from the National Board of Review for Best Ensemble Cast. The film's popularity has never diminished thanks to a seemingly never-ending need for its DVD. Later that same year, the call came from Martin Scorsese for Kevin to join Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Sharon Stone in his Vegas epic Casino. It was a dreamlike opportunity to work with the master, and the film would also garner several Academy Award nominations and would soon become known as one of Scorsese's classics. As a stand-up, after appearing in two of his own HBO stand-up comedy specials, Kevin was recently named by Comedy Central as one of the top 100 comedians of all time. Again, Kevin Pollak is performing October 11th and 12th at Goodnight's Comedy Club in downtown Raleigh. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on through October 13th and the 14th is the unknown comic Murray Langston. And this show is also rated R for a 21 and older audience. Murray Langston began his show business career in 1970 when he appeared on the Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In doing impressions of a fork, a tube of toothpaste, and a grandfather clock. Later, at the suggestion of Red Fox, he teamed with comedian Freeman Kane, and after appearing on several episodes of the Midnight Special, they were spotted by producers and soon became regular performers on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. Langston and Kane performed music and comedy sketches with the hosts and guest stars. After more than 100 appearances with Sonny and Cher, Langston began to make appearances on other primetime television shows, including the Hudson Brothers Razzle Dazzle Show, the Wolfman Jack Show, and the Bobby Vinton Show. He worked with Fox, Joan Rivers, Jim Carrey, Ruth Buzzi, and many other comedians. He also created comedic situations for Candid Camera and appeared in several of his own segments. Early in his career, Langston invested in a nightclub restaurant called Showbiz, where several now famous people worked as waiters and waitresses, including Deborah Winger, Michael Keaton, David Letterman, Gallagher, Tim Reed, Freddie Prinze, and Red Fox, but the club closed within 2 years, taking his savings. Strapped for cash, he accepted an offer to appear on The Gong Show. However, he was reportedly embarrassed about being on the show, so with permission from the director, he put a paper bag over his head, fitted it with holes for his eyes and mouth, memorized a few old jokes, and burst onto the show as the unknown comic. The character, a frenetic speed jokester in smarmy attire, was a hit and soon developed a cult following. The unknown comic appeared on more than 150 Gong shows and was also entertained as a celebrity judge on several other television shows. He also wrote for The Gong Show for a short time. Soon he was appearing regularly in Las Vegas and made the rounds of many popular talk shows and variety shows. In the early 80s, Langston revealed himself as the unknown comic on an episode of Real People. He later produced the Unknown Comedy Hour for Playboy TV, followed by the Sex and Violence Family Hour, starring a very young Jim Carrey. He also wrote screenplays for the films Night Patrol, Up Your Alley, Wishful Thinking, and was co-host of The New Truth or Consequences. He also had a role in the 1989 children's TV series EMUTV as Murray, the technical director. Again, the unknown comic, Murray Langston, will be at Good Nights Comedy Club, October 13th through the 14th. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Still time to catch a performance of Cats at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in their Memorial Auditorium. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-996-8700. Since Cats first opened on the West End stage in 1981, it has become one of the world's best-known and best-loved musicals. With a plot based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats and award-winning music composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cats has since been presented in over 20 countries. A true musical phenomenon, Cats finally returns to the Raleigh stage after 10 years. The ticket dates and times are as follows. October 11th, 7:30 p.m., October 12th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and October 13th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. I have some upcoming performances at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Lewis Black will be performing October 17th at 8 p.m., The Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. Lewis Black, Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. He executes a brilliant trifecta as a stand-up comedian, actor, and author. Receiving critical acclaim, he performs over 200 nights a year to sell out audiences throughout Europe, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. He is one of the few performers to sell out multiple renowned theaters, including Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, Brooks Atkinson Theater, New York City Center, the main stage at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and most recently a sold-out Broadway run at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City. Lewis Black came into national prominence with his appearance on The Daily Show in 1996. Those appearances on The Daily Show led to comedy specials on HBO, Comedy Central, Showtime, and Epix. In 2001, he won the Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards. He released 8 comedy albums, including the 2007 Grammy Award-winning The Carnegie Hall Performance. Lewis Black won his second Grammy Award for his album Stark Raving Black. He has published 3 best-selling books, Nothing Sacred in 2005, Me of Little Faith in 2008, and I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas in 2010. All guests will require a ticket for this performance, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. To better serve the DPAC concert comedy and Broadway fans in the primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Teresa Caputo Live is also coming to DPAC. This is from TLC's. She is from TLC's Long Island Medium. She will be performing October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa Caputo, psychic medium and star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will be appearing live on Thursday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa will give interactive readings to audience members throughout the show and will also share personal stories about her life and her unique gifts. DPAC fans welcome Caputo back after her previous sold-out show in October of 2012. Now in its 4th season, TLC's highly rated The Long Island Medium follows Teresa's life as a typical Long Island wife and mom with one very big difference. She can communicate with the dead. Since she cannot turn off this gift, messages from departed loved ones can come through at any time. The local car mechanic, manicurist, or cashier at the bagel shop may find themselves receiving a spontaneous reading from Teresa as she goes about her day. The unique challenges that her special abilities create for her husband of 22 years, Larry, and her two children, aged 17 and 21, and how they cope are also a main theme of the show. Teresa has been a practicing medium for 10 years and is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, an organization dedicated to connecting science with the afterlife. She helps the individuals find closure by connecting them with their departed loved ones. For Teresa, this is not just her job, this is her life. A limited number of VIP tickets will be available on teresacaputo.com and will include the best seats in the house and an autographed copy of Teresa's new book, There's More to Life Than This. A couple of things about this performance. Purchasing a ticket does not guarantee a reading. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia, bounded by I-81 on the west, I-64 on the north, and I-85 on the east. Residency will be based on credit card billing addresses. Orders by residents outside of North Carolina and Virginia will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. India RE is also coming to DPAC on October 29th at 7:30 p.m. 2013 continues to be a very busy year for India RE. The Soulbird presents a songversation with India RE 2013 North American Tour comes in support of India's acclaimed fifth studio album, Songversation, which was released June 25th, to rave reviews and marks her fifth number one on the Billboard R&B album chart and her fifth top 10 debut on the Billboard Top 200. In addition to prepping for the U.S. tour, India has made a number of recent national television appearances in support of this on shows including Good Morning America, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, BET Awards, and a two-hour episode special on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday. World-renowned and award-winning singer-songwriter India RE came into the national music scene in 2001 with her Motown Records debut, Acoustic Soul. She followed up in 2002 with her sophomore release, Voyage to India, and then in 2006 released her third album, the more personally expressive Testimony, Volume 1, Life and Relationship. Testimony, Volume 2, Love and Politics, her fourth studio album, released in 2009. All four releases received critical acclaim and made India a highly respected and noticed artist in a very short amount of time. She has sold an impressive 10 million albums worldwide and has received numerous awards and nominations, including a staggering 21 Grammy nominations, 4 Grammy Awards, 3 NAACP Image Awards, as well as awards from BET, Billboard, MTV, VH1, Vogue Fashion, Essence Magazine, and others. In between touring and writing music, India also finds the time to help promote causes close to her heart. She's an avid supporter of female empowerment and is a U.S. ambassador for UNICEF. India recently formed Soulbird, a new lifestyle company with the mission to spread love, healing, peace, and joy through the power of words and music. Again, India RE will be performing at DPAC on October 29th at 7:30 p.m. And finally, at DPAC on October 31st, John Legend with special guest Tamar Braxton will be appearing. Halloween is all treats this year when the 9-time Grammy winner John Legend makes his much-anticipated return to DPAC on October 31st. This stop is part of his North American Made to Love tour in support of his upcoming album, Love in the Future, due out September 3rd. Love in the Future, executive produced by Legend, Kanye West, and Dave Tozer, will be Legend's fourth studio album and features guest appearances from Rick Ross, Stacey Barth, and Seal. John Legend is a 9-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist, critically acclaimed concert performer, philanthropist, social activist, and was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in 2009. In 2007, Legend launched the Show Me campaign, a nonprofit organization fighting poverty around the world. The same year, he received the Special Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Again, John Legend will be performing October 31st at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. I have time to read a couple of quick things happening through Pinecone. On Sunday, October 13th, we have at the North Carolina Museum of History at the Daniels Auditorium, there is a free performance from the Zingarsico Duo. Please note, this series attracted overflow crowds last year. The concert remains free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to this performance on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m. The doors will open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. Tickets must be presented before entering the auditorium. Again, the Zingarsico Duo will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History at the Daniels Auditorium Sunday, October 13th at 3 p.m. A couple of upcoming events that are happening. Saturday, October 12th, India Kane and Keith Allen will be performing a benefit for the Wake Federation for the Blind at the Community United Church of Christ in Raleigh. For information, you can call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606. The Durham Ukulele Orchestra will be at the Durham History Hub in Durham. And for information about that, you can go to their website at themuseumofdurhamhistory.org. The Midtown Barbecue Bluegrass and Brew benefit for the Diabetes Bus will happen at in North Hills in Raleigh on Saturday, October 12th. Phone number for more information is 919-876-8466. And on Friday, October 18th, we have Tommy Edwards at the Roost in Farrington Village in Pittsburgh. For information, you can call them at 919-542-1239. And the Wood Brothers will be at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro also on Friday, October 18th. Phone number for more information is 336-272-9888. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.